Red Sox and Yankees renewing the rivalry at Fenway Park, but the raindrops coming down. We pick it up bottom two. The youngster Rafael Devers digs in with a man on.
And the pitch is swung on and driven to deep left. Gardner looking up, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run over the monster in left center field. He's done it again. Rafael Devers. What a sensational rookie. A two-run blast over the high wall, and Boston takes a 2-0 lead. And the left-hander deals. Swung on, there goes to deep left. It is high, it is far, it is gone. And I think it left the building. A long home run for Vasquez. And the Red Sox take a 3-0 lead. And the right-hander deals. Swung on and line to deep left field. That ball is going to be off the left field wall. One run scores Didi. Two runs score Headley. All the way to third, Todd Frazier. Ronnie Torres. Oh, Bonnie Ronnie. He drilled a line drive that hit the left field wall about halfway up. It's a two-run double for Torres. And the Yankees take a 5-3 lead. Pitch is lined to right field. There's a base hit. Bradley rounds third, and he will score. The throw comes in. Cut off. It's a base hit and an RBI for Benintendi, and the Red Sox now trail 6-5. And Canely at the belt. Here's the 0-2. Swung on. Base hit right up the middle. Nunez scores. Benintendi scores. It's a two-run base hit from Mitch Moreland. A two-run 0-2 pinch hit base hit by Moreland. And Boston comes all the way back to take the lead 7-6.
Red Sox earn the 9-6 win, extending their lead over the Yankees to 5 games in the AL East. Aaron Judge now 1 game shy of the longest strikeout streak by a position player in baseball history, which stands at 36 games by Adam Dunn, spanning the 2011 and 2012 seasons. In a back-and-forth affair at Fenway Park on Friday, the Yankees fell behind early 3-0, then came back for a 5-3 lead, but the bullpen could not sustain that advantage as the Red Sox would get the last laugh with a 9-6 victory. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
It's a tough loss. You know, our guys fought really hard to get back in front of the lead, and really good at-bats from a lot of different people. It's frustrating, but we'll be back.
You seemed really fired up when you went out to talk to Chapman there. What did you discuss with him?
Well, I was just talking about the situation. It's so loud out there, you can't even hear. So I was talking about the situation and the importance of holding the base runner. Let's go.
Were you annoyed by the fact that it looked like he kind of sulked a little bit there when he gave up the hit?
No,
he didn't get up.
No.
What do you do with him at this point?
Got to get him right. It's bottom line. We need him to help us in the bullpen because, you know, the other guys sometimes need days off. You know, we didn't have Betances today, and I mean, we need to get him right.
Can you get him right in the way that you guys got Clippard right or tried to get Clippard right?
Yeah, I believe we can, yes.
So where do you think his confidence is? Larry's talked about that with him and, you know, don't let a double steal like
that. I think
that
he's frustrated. I think he's frustrated. You know, after he gave up the hit to Jackie Bradley, I mean, he did a good job, you know, after that. So maybe he learned something after he gave up the 2 runs we can build on.
Is it tougher when you lose a game with something that's perceived as your strength, your bullpen? I mean, it wasn't just him, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough all the time. I mean, we had more opportunities to score runs that we didn't cash in on, too. I mean, you know, you can look at a lot of different things. You know, Nunez's infield hit, I mean, that's really what opened it up for them. Canely makes a good pitch, and he gets beat by a dribbler. I mean, that's out number two, and then he gets Betts out number three. Sometimes things just kind of go awry, too. And that was a big base hit.
Chapman is still throwing 99, 100, and guys are hitting him, or, you know, with the slider, he's making mistakes. Is it just he's not commanding pitches like he has?
Yeah, I think it's location, some of it. And I've also said, too, that, you know, 100's not so rare anymore. It's not. I mean, you're starting to see it out of some starters at times, too. So it's just commanding his pitches better and using them all.
Joe, him not backing up home plate.
Yeah, that frustrates. I mean, you got to be there.
Joe, that Moreland at bat, did you consider going to Chapman there and then Canely threw 3 changeups in a row?
No. Because I needed someone in the 8th and I needed someone in the 9th. So, I stuck with Canely.
Robertson unavailable tonight?
No, No, I was going to use him too, but never got to him.
He scored four runs in the seventh, but to have bases loaded, one out with Judge and Sanchez, and to not add on to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's an opportunity that we had to add on. You know, Judge, he gave a tough at bat. You know, he got the count in his favor, and it looked like he just missed some pitches. And, you know, there were some earlier times, too, in the game that we could have added, you know, added some runs.
Thinking with using Chapman in the eighth instead of Robertson or something.
Well,
else?
You know, Chappie hadn't thrown, and you know, we thought his hamstring was okay, so I figured it was a good time to test it. And you know, physically, he didn't have any problems.
Jimmy, before the game, you said he's your closer. Yeah. Did anything that happened in the eighth inning today dissuade you?
Make up my I'll sleep on everything, and we'll talk about it like we always do, and we'll go from there.
Available tomorrow, or because he just had some injury, you would?
No, I think he's available.
Was there? I think Caleb Smith got up in the seventh. Was there a reason when Canley got in trouble?
Well, I mean, if a guy hits a home run and it gets pretty wide open, then you use him.
Okay. But that was Canley's inning.
Yes. Yes.
From either your study of tape or from the naked eye during the game, is his stuff just not as good, and we're looking at the radar gun and thinking, oh, he's throwing hard, that's something?
I mean, there are nights that I think his stuff is really good. You know, the night that he gave up the homer to Devers, I thought his stuff was really good that night. You know, he gave up that one run, and, you know, he gets a blown save. If we have a two-run lead, he gets credit for a save, and we win the game. But there's a lot of nights I think his stuff is good. He's just making mistakes.
Do you think in any way he would benefit by not pitching in you know, higher leverage situations or earlier in the game?
Yeah, you want to bring him in the fourth, fifth? I mean, obviously.
Sixth.
I mean, I brought him in the eighth and we were losing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, that's not a high leverage situation in a sense, not what he's used to. So no. I think closers a lot of times feed off adrenaline and feed off those situations. But, no, I mean, he's a guy that needs to pitch in the back end and get it right.
It was another night and another strikeout for Yankees slugger Aaron Judge, who's now fanned in 35 straight games. That is one shy of the all-time record for position players, held by Adam Dunn at 36, spanning the 2011 and 2012 seasons. Judge spoke to the media after the Yankees fell to the Red Sox on Friday 9-6.
Yeah, just at the end, just his fastball just started on the corner and ran right off, you know, at the very end, you know, so he just made a good pitch, wasn't able to foul it off or anything.
Against Kelly, I know he was throwing 100. It seemed like you had some pitches that you were just off on. Did you feel that way as well, that you were pretty close?
Yeah, just missed a couple. I was battling with him, you know, he's getting up there in the 100, 101, and that was at bats you want to be in, you know, big situation, you know, bases loaded, and try to come through there, but I wasn't able to get the job done.
Especially against Reed with the one out, I mean, is that an at bat where you're pretty confident that you're going to get a run in somehow, whether it's a fly ball or?
Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to have a quality at bat in that situation. You know, bases loaded, one out. You know, the pressure's on the defense. You know, so I'm just trying to go up there, get a pitch I can drive and get somebody in.
Were you okay with your approach in both those? Way it turned out, even though it didn't get it done.
I'd rather have it turn out a different way, right. You know, but you know, worked the count, you know, fouled off some tough pitches, and you know, they just got the best of me that time.
The Yankees look to bounce back Saturday behind CC Sabathia. He'll be opposed by Chris Sale.